Continue our MAC Football Coaches Media Conference call in a few minutes. We'll be continuing with Ohio head coach Frank Solich shortly.
Ken, are you there?
Okay, we're going to continue now with our conference call, and we're going to welcome Ohio head coach Frank Solich. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for your time, and obviously a bye week for your Bobcats. And if you can comment with the open, just some of the things you were able to accomplish this last week with the bye.
Yeah, I think we've been able to get a few guys healthy, which is good. And I think the bye week has come at a good time for us. We came through a pretty tough schedule. Rhode Island is a much better football team than what most people understand. And obviously, you look at that game, that was a physical football game. And then the next three ball games, Pitt, Marshall, and Louisiana Lafayette, very, very good football teams, very physical football teams. So the bye is coming at a good time for us. Hopefully we can get a few of the guys back that were not able to play the last game or two and go from there.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Solich and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. As you look ahead to this week, obviously a key East Division matchup with a road game at Buffalo. When you look at the film of the Bulls,
mm-hmm.
Talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, they're a very physical football team. Really are running the ball extremely well this year. You know, they've run it well every year, but, I think they had maybe 49 carries in the last ball game, and so they're really pounding it at people. They averaged 6.3 yards per attempt. Jarrett, obviously an outstanding running back for them. Patterson he averaged 8.3 in this last game, and so they will try to line up and run it right at us. We're going to have to find a way to slow the running game down, and then we're going to have to develop a running game ourselves, because they're very good defensively at stopping the run. Thing that hurt them this last ball game was 4 turnovers. You don't lose or win football games by having 4 turnovers. Miami took great care of the ball, and we're able to get those turnovers, which made a great deal of difference in the game and field position. It'll be a challenge. It's always not easy to play up there. Our guys are going to have to be ready to go, and we're going to have to play very, very well in order to get the thing done.
You touched upon getting your running game going. What do you look to have for your Bobcats to have success in the running game? What do you need to accomplish?
Well, it's kind of a combination of things. We've had running backs that started the season off for us. O'Shawn Allison was our starting running back. Julian Ross was right there with them. Both of them have had injuries and not been able to play here last few games, and that meant that DeMontre Tuggle, first-year player for us, and then Javari Portis, a walk-on for us, was taking the snaps in this last ball game. And I think, they showed well. They advanced and played pretty good football. But any time, you're going with your third and fourth team running back, that ends up being a little bit of a problem for you until those guys get enough reps to where they feel pretty comfortable in the plays that they're taking. And so that has been a problem. Our starting center has been out, and looks like he's going to be able to go this week. So that will be big for us. And And so, you know, it's just a matter of trying to piece things together. I think our offensive line, I think Coach Rudolph is doing a great job with those guys, and I think they're going to keep improving, and I think we'll show better. But obviously, we had 5 turnovers in the last game. You can't have that and have any kind of a game going, whether you want to try to run the ball or throw the ball.
With the bye week and kind of a chance for self-reflection, what have you learned about your Bobcats through 1 month of the season and finishing non-conference play?
You know, I think we've got great resiliency. I think, you know, their attitude has remained excellent. Their work ethic has remained excellent. And so, you know, that's something that I think is certainly a strong positive for us. You cannot have a good football team if the ups and downs of the season, if they're not able to handle that well and be able to move on and learn from the past game and improve. And I think our players are that way. You know, I think we'll continue to be an improving football team. They'll have a great attitude and we'll always give great effort. And we are a skilled football team. So I think some of that's going to start showing as we go through the schedule.
You talk about the importance of this game and touch upon that, you know, obviously with both your program and Buffalo, maybe not off to the starts that you wanted. Talk about how important this game is this early in the schedule from an East Division standpoint.
Yeah, an extremely important game for both teams. Obviously, we're starting off in the conference race. They've had one game, and that was against Miami in the conference race. And so, you know, you find yourself looking at each game one at a time. But if you're gonna have a chance to be in the MAC championship game, you're gonna have a chance to show well in your conference. You can't have an off week. You know, you just can't, and certainly can't have two of them. And so I think both teams will be highly motivated in this ball game.
Well, Frank, we'll let you get back to preparation for Buffalo. I want to say thank you for your time. We want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Frank. For Frank Solich and his Ohio Bobcats, coming off the bye week, they will be on the road this coming Saturday, October 5th at Buffalo, that game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN+.